ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we're continuing our reading of the ninth chapter of the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj is offering his prayers to Lord Nrisinghadev in the presence of Lord Nrisinghadev. Most of us pray to God, right? But imagine offering prayers to God in his presence, right? Face to face. So this is Prahlad's position, situation. These prayers are sung to the Brahma Sangeeta meter. We'll just go right into it. So try to follow. Shashtosmiham kripana vatsala duksahogra. Sangsara chakra karanagra satam pranitaha. Padhaksa karma virashatta matengri mulam. Is it the right verse? Okay. Prito pavarga sharanam vayase kadanu. Trashto smyahang kripa navatsala duksahogra. Sangsara chakra kadanagra satang pranitaha. Padhaksa karma bihrushattama tengri mulam. Prito pavarga sharanam vayase kadanu. Trasto smyahang kripana vatsala duksahogra. Sangsara chakra kadanagra satang pranitaha. Baddha swakarma birushattama tengri mulam. Prito pavarga sharanam vyayase kadanu.
Please chant.
Trastosmyaham kripa navatsala duksahogra. Sangsara chakra kadanagra satang pranitaha. Badhaksa karma bhirushattama tengri mulam. Prito pavarga sharanam vyayase kadanu. Trastosmyaham kripa navatsala duksahogra. Sangsara chakra kadanagra satang pranitaha. Padhaksa karma bhirushattama tengri mulam. Prito pavarga sharanam vyayase kadanu. Trastosmyaham kripana vatsala duksahogra. Sangsara chakra kadanagra satang pranitaha. Badhaksa karma virasattama tengri mulam. Prito pavarga sharanam vyayase kadanu. Vaishnavis. Trastosmyaham kripa navatsala duksahogra. Sangsara chakra kadanan gasatang pranitaha. Badhak sakarma bhirashattama tengri mulam. Prito pavarga sharanang vayase kadanu. Okay, synonyms. Trashtaha, frightened. Asmi, am. Aham, I. Kripanavatsala, O my Lord, who are so kind to the fallen souls, who have no spiritual knowledge. Duksaha, intolerable. Ugra, ferocious. Sangsara chakra, of the cycle of birth and death. Kadanat, from such a miserable condition. Grasatam, among other conditioned souls who devour one another. Pranitaha, being thrown. Padaha, bound. Sakarma bihi, the course by the reactions of my own activities. Ushatama, O great insurmountable. Te, your. Angrimulam, to the soles of the lotus feet. Pritaha, being pleased with me. Apavarga sharanam, which are the shelter meant for liberation from this horrible condition of material existence. May I say, you will call me. Kada, when? Nu, indeed. Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. O most powerful, insurmountable Lord, who are kind to the fallen souls, I have been put into the association of demons as a result of my activities. And therefore, I am very much afraid of my condition of life within this material world. When will that moment come when you will call me to the shelter of your lotus feet, which are the ultimate goal for liberation from conditional life? Please repeat, O most powerful, insurmountable Lord, who are kind to the fallen souls. I have been put into the association of demons as a result of my activities. And therefore, I am very much afraid of my condition of life within this material world. When will that moment come when you will call me to the shelter of your lotus feet, which are the ultimate goal for liberation from conditional life? Srila Prabhupada's purport. Being in the material world is certainly miserable, but certainly when one is put into the association of asuras or atheistic men, it is intolerably so. One may ask why the living entity is put into the material world. Indeed, sometimes foolish people deride the Lord for having put them here. Actually, everyone is put into conditional life according to his karma. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, representing all the other conditioned souls, admits that he was put into life among the asuras because of the results of his karma. The Lord is known as Kripanavatsala because he is extremely kind to the conditioned souls. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, therefore, the Lord appears whenever there are discrepancies in the execution of religious principles. The Lord is extremely anxious to deliver the conditioned souls, and therefore he instructs all of us to return home, back to Godhead. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj expected that the Lord, by his kindness, would call him again to the shelter of his lotus feet. In other words, everyone should be eager to return home, back to Godhead, taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord and thus being fully trained in Krishna consciousness. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshtarne Om Agyana Timurandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Dena Tasmaya Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtang Shtapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangsha Shri Rupam Sagadatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vatam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vatangsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kansha Nagorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kopatarubya Shakri Pasanduva Evacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dittananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vatsani Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Prahlad Maharaj, being a pure devotee, he's not just glorifying the Lord, trying to get something from him. He's actually speaking exactly what the Lord wants him to say. Many times I've brought up this point, that when you understand you're dealing with a pure devotee, then criticism goes out the window, because whatever they do is perfect. Even Bhishma Dev was fighting against Krishna and the Pandavas, but that was Krishna's desire. Bhishma is a pure devotee. You don't get to have a whole section of the Mahabharata named after you if you're not a pure devotee. There's the Bhishma Parva. Why? Because he's a pure devotee of the Lord. Even though he was fighting against his own great-grandchildren who are pure devotees of the Lord. It's not so easy to understand the activities of the Lord or pure devotees of the Lord. Therefore, we have to hear what is what. We have to get the inside scoop from another pure devotee, like Srila Prabhupada. So Prahlad Maharaj, being a pure devotee, these prayers that he's speaking, not just the ramblings of a five-year-old boy who's trying to glorify the Lord. Lord Nrisimhadev, if you remember, put his hand on his head before he started speaking. And then after that, he started glorifying the Lord. And everything he says is exactly what the Lord wants him to say. So Lord Nrisimhadev wants us to appreciate these points. That's why Prahlad is speaking them. So the first thing is, again, asserting the Lord's position as, O most powerful, insurmountable Lord. So the Lord is most powerful. Every one of us wants to have power, thinks that we have some power, like we like to exhibit our power. In one of the recent Back to Godhead magazines, there's the story of how some of you know Sarvabhauma Prabhu. He comes to visit from time to time. Not the original Prabhupada Sarvabhauma. He's a disciple of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. So he was explaining how he was a wrestler in high school and college. And he had gone off into TM. And then he met the devotees and gradually became attracted to Krishna consciousness. So he joined, and he was living, I think, at that time in either the Dallas Temple or the Houston Temple. And then this guy, who was a Marine, big, strong guy, came to join the temple. He was curious about Krishna consciousness, and they convinced him to stay at least a month and give it a shot. But then after a week, he wanted to leave. So the temple president told him, he said, "See this devotee over here? And if you know Sarva, he's kind of a small guy. He's not that big." He said, "You see this guy? You wrestle him. If he beats you, you stay. If you beat him, then you can go." So this Marine didn't know that Sarva was a wrestler from high school and college. So they wrestled in front of all the devotees. Sarva beat him, and then he had to stay. So we, every one of us, we have some power. We like to show it off from time to time. But here Prahlad is saying that Lord Nrisimhadev is the most powerful, insurmountable Lord. So again, every point that's made in the Bhagavatam, we should meditate on. He's making this point that the Lord is most powerful. In other words, I may have some power, you may have a little more power than I do, and he may have a little more like that. But who's the most powerful person? That is the Supreme Person, the Supreme Being. And because he's the most powerful, he's insurmountable. So don't even try, in other words. I may try to get around you or over you in some way, but don't try to get over on God. It's not possible. Like we say here in America, you can fool some of the people all the time and all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool Krishna even one time. So don't try. It doesn't work. So who are so kind to the fallen souls? So what was the Sanskrit for that? Kind to Kripana Vatsala. Again, something to remember. We sometimes pride ourselves on being kind. You know, I have two samosas and I give one to somebody, or I have a few extra dollars and I give you a few dollars to buy a, you know, toothbrush or something. So we like to pride ourselves on being kind. You know, there's a disaster somewhere in the world and we are such kind Americans. We immediately gather up some money and some food and we send it to them and we feel good about ourselves. But Krishna is the most kind. And the rest of us are not really being kind at all. We're actually being thieves. Because it doesn't belong to us. That money doesn't really belong to you, even though you think you worked so hard for it. If you trace it out, where does the energy for work come from? It comes from food. Where does food come from? Food comes from God. Nobody else can give you food. So everything that we do, all the energy that we expend, is actually belongs to Krishna. So that money, that food stuff, whatever it is we're giving to other people in the name of charity, it's actually Krishna's property. And if we don't give it with Krishna's permission, then we're thieves. Like Prabhupada said in a recent lecture we were hearing, said there are two classes of people in this world. One class is the thief class, because I simply am gathering up what doesn't belong to me, it belongs to God, and I'm claiming it to be mine. So you're a thief. And the other class is the crazy class. They want to renounce. And he gave the example that came from Prabhupada, this example that we use all the time, of the guy who goes into the Bank of America and says, I renounce all this money, and walks out. He's a nut. He's crazy. The money doesn't belong to him. How can you renounce what doesn't belong to you? So similarly, we have this idea of I'm renouncing. What renunciation? You can't renounce what doesn't belong to you. So there are two classes. The crazy, the thief, who always wants to take everything, belongs to God and could claim it to be his or her own. And the nut, the crazy person who's renouncing it. Oh, just like in India, there's some Prabhupada to make fun of them. You know, these so-called sadhus, oh, I don't touch money. You know, people come to give the money. Oh, I don't touch money. Prabhupada said, give me, give me. Because the devotee knows what to do with the money. Build temples, distribute prasadam, distribute books. So the devotee says, yes, give me all your money. I'll take it. Not the foolish class who goes, oh, I don't, money, oh, contaminated, I don't touch it. Foolish. Foolish renunciation. Crazy. So, the Lord is kind to the fallen souls. You and I can't really be kind, because the ultimate kindness is to give liberation from this miserable material condition. What is the word that Prahlad uses? Go back to the words here. It says, Appavarga Sharanam. Describing Lord Nrisimhadev's lotus feet. They're known as Appavarga Sharanam. Everybody, many of you have heard many times, Pavarga. Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. Pa. Hard work. Everybody in this world has to work. Even the rich guy. He has to work by grinding his teeth together to chew his food and so on. He has to do some work. Can't survive without doing at least that much work. So, pa, hard work, pa. You work so hard until foam comes out of the mouth. That's pineal. Pa, pa, pa. Pa means, baya. Baya, or when one becomes fearful. Here we're talking about the miserable conditions of material life. So this miserable condition inspires fear. People are worried. What's going to happen to me tomorrow, the next day, in the future? What's going to happen? Which is actually good, just to be concerned about your future. And then one becomes disappointed because after so much hard work, they foam in at the mouth, they become fearful. Still, there's no satisfaction. So that's disappointment. And then ultimately, mrityu. We like to talk. Krishna says one should know the evils. Janma mritya jaravyadi dukkha doshana darshana. So people, yes, everybody's aware. We take birth. Death is there ultimately. And in between there's disease, old age. But what they don't see is that it's a cycle. It's mentioned here in this verse that it's a cycle. It's not just a one-time deal. It's a cycle. Yeah, where is it? Sangsara chakra. So it's not just samsara, it's samsara chakra. It's a cycle. It keeps going around and around. How to get out of it? Only Krishna can do that. Kripana Vatsala. He can do that. He can take us off that cycle of birth and death. And while we're in there, cut a knot. It's a miserable condition among with the other conditioned souls who devour one another. Grasa tam. That's simply what's going on. We know that famous verse, Hastani Sahastana Apadani Chatuspadam. Palguna Tatar Mahatam Jivo Jiva Sajivanam. That in this world, you know, everybody becomes devoured by somebody else. Those who have hands are trying to grab those who don't have hands. And sometimes the other way around. We know these big snakes, they don't have any hands, but like you're from Florida, right now there's an infestation of these big constrictors, these constrictors from Asia, they brought them in. And they grow to be like 16, 20 feet long, so big that they can constrict around anything. Alligators, deer, even human beings they're worried about. So now they have a campaign to try to get rid of them. So this is the whole world. Everybody's in fear of somebody else. The snakes are afraid of the people. The people are afraid of the snakes. Palguna tatar mahatam. Jivo jiva sa jivana. Ultimately, one living being is food for another. So this is going on. Just a miserable place of people devouring, as it says here, devouring each other. So Prahlad is praying, that please give me shelter at your lotus feet. Because your lotus feet can... our actual shelter. You are able to give liberation. You can protect me from the miserable condition of this material world. If we don't take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, then we have false shelter. We try for this durashaya. False shelters. Everybody's taking shelter of their own body. Let me go to Bali's or 24-hour fitness and work out and pump up the body. Because we know it's dangerous out there, my friend, so you have to be ready to protect yourself. Even the women are pumping iron and want to be fit so they can protect themselves. And you can't blame them because it is a dangerous world. You know, you can't even sleep in your own bed. Recently in the news, some young girl, two guys broke into a house to burglarize the place. 10-year-old girl sleeping in her bed. Instead, they decide to kidnap her, took her off in unspeakable activities. So it's a dangerous place, yes. But ultimately, your body is not going to give you shelter. Your body is not going to be the shelter. What is that verse in the second canto? Dehapatar kalacharishu atmasaineshu satsupi. Tesham pramadanidhanam paschanapi na paschati. And proper translates that very poetically. Persons who are not attracted to atmatattva, it means the real truth of things, become attracted to these other things. Deha, the body, the wife, the children, the bank balance. They're taking shelter of those things. Even though they're sufficiently experienced, they cannot see their ultimate demise. Because they think, again, I have enough money in the bank. My sons are there. My cousins, my uncle, everybody's there. And I just take shelter of them and everything will be okay. No. We see, I have example now in a place like Syria. You know, this guy, you know, is killing his own people just to remain in power. He's destroying the country, tearing it apart. He won't go. His father was dictator for decades and decades, Assad, and then the father died and gave it over to the son who became the dictator, but now the people don't want a dictator. They want him out. But he doesn't want to go. So bombs the people every day, practically. So this is going on. You can't trust your own people, your own men. They cannot be trusted because everybody ultimately in this world is out for their own aggrandizement. This is what conditioned life means. Cheaters and the cheated. I pat you on the back, I hug you, you know, like they do in the Middle East. They always hug and kiss cheek to cheek, and then you turn your back and boom. You can't trust anyone in this world. So Prahlad is saying, trust Lord Nrsingadev. Take shelter of Lord Nrsingadev. It's the only shelter. All other so-called shelters, your family members, your bank balance, it's all shaky platform. Not going to last. And cannot give us liberation from the samsara chakra. That's the point. Even though they may supposedly take care of you for some time in life, they take care of you, they'll turn around and devour you in an instant. Especially if you dare to become a Hare Krishna. We see it all the time. We see it all the time. I traveled once to Armenia, which is part of the former Soviet Union. And the devotees were telling me that it's very tough to make devotees there because You know, if you become a devotee, you become vegetarian, and you don't drink anymore, and then you visit some family member, they actually get angry and they want to beat you up. If they offer you some liquor or a meat sandwich and you don't want to take it, they want to beat you up. Well, who do you think you are? Refusing my hospitality. They want to beat you up. Very heavy place. So, yeah, Prabhupada said, if you dare to become a devotee, even your own family members will want to kill you. Like, this is what we're dealing with here. Hiranyakashipu wanted to kill Prahlad because he dared to become a devotee of Vishnu. But because Prahlad had taken full shelter of the Lord showed that I'm there for my devotee. Now, it's not always so obvious. Again, it's not so easy to understand. Like I mentioned, Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev was killed by the arrows of Arjuna. So you can think, well, why can Krishna protect him? He's also a great devotee. So we can't understand the purpose of the Lord. We can't understand the purpose of the devotees, the activities of the devotees. But we know the soul goes on. Soul does not die. So even though the body of Bhishma Dev was taken away, and he had the benediction, he would leave only when he really wanted to. Still, that soul, the real person, Bhishma Dev, was totally protected. We see Krishna came for his passing. When Yudhishthira was aggrieved about having killed so many people, Krishna didn't try to pacify him, let Bhishma Dev speak to pacify him. So, completely protected by the Lord, we see that, even though externally he was killed by his own grandchildren. So, there are many other points that can be made on this verse, but I'm going to stop and see if there are any questions, because this is the disappearance of Govinda Ghosh, and we wanted to just say a few words about him. Any questions, comments on any of these points? No? Nobody? Okay. So then we're going to just read a few words about Govinda Ghosh. Govinda Ghosh is one of the eternal servants, eternal companions of the Lord. We see also in Krishna's pastimes that there are two classes of devotees. There are the Nitya Siddha devotees who come with the Lord when the Lord comes to display his pastimes in the material world to reattract us to his abode. And then there are also those who are being promoted by perfection of their sadhana or by special mercy. They get to associate with the Lord. So this is called the road show when the Lord comes into the material world. It's Nitya Lila. It's ongoing. But it's like a roadshow because, as Prabhupada pointed out, when he appears here in this particular universe, 1 second later is appearing in another universe like that. So it's Nityalila, the pastime is going on. In other words, here is Janmasthami, and in the very next second it's Janmasthami in another universe like that. The pastimes keep unfolding eternally. So when Lord Chaitanya comes, he also brings his eternally associates. So this Govinda Ghosh and his brothers, they were also eternal associates of the Lord. We'll just read something from the Vaishnava biographies. Sri Govinda Ghosh was known for his sweet kirtans at the annual Jagannath Ratha Yatra festival. He and his two brothers, Vasudeva and Madhava, are eternal associates of Sri Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda. The Lord would immediately begin dancing whenever the Ghosh brothers would sing. Now, even as Savas was pointing out this morning, we have to sing anyway, even if our voice isn't sweet like this. It's not that. Because I know personally, I don't like my own voice. I remember as a young devotee, I was thinking, if I could just listen to Prabhupada chant 16 rounds a day and get credit for that rather than listening to my own horrible voice chant 16 rounds every day. What to speak of leading kirtans. But no matter what your voice sounds like, it could be a sweet voice or a croaking voice, we have to use it in the Lord's service, as Swas was pointing out today. Don't come to the kirtan and just stand there. It's not good. As Srila Bhaktisiddhanta pointed out, that undoubtedly, although this is the recommended path for this age, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Because we've been conditioned for so long, it takes a while to get a taste for it. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta pointed out that it's actually easier to get a taste for chanting in kirtan than chanting japa. So the more we surrender to chanting in the kirtan, the more we'll have a taste for chanting japa. So the kirtan is not a place to stand around. It's a place to come and chant with all your heart, all your might, all your soul, and move those feet. You may not want to feel like running back and forth like some devotees do, but at least move them the proper, you know, the Swami step. One foot in front of the next, one foot like that. At least that much. We're meant to dance and chant. This is Lord Chaitanya's movement. Dance, chant till you're tired, and then go take some prasadam. And then gradually learn the philosophy so you can explain to other people why they should chant and dance. That's the whole program. Anyway, continuing. The Ghosh brothers preached throughout their lives with music and song. Since he had no children, Govinda wondered who would perform his funeral rites. Sri Gopinath, Govinda Ghosh's deity, appeared in a dream promising that he himself, this is the deity, promising that he himself would do everything. Because in proper Vaishnava culture, the sons, daughters, they perform not only the funeral rites, but the Shraddha ceremony every year. So because he had no offspring, he was wondering just to himself who was going to take care of him. And the deity appeared in the dream and told him, don't worry, I'll take care of you. Still to today, the Gopinath deity arranges for the Tirubhav Mahotsava, Disappearance Day Festival of his pure devotee, Govinda Ghosh. Shri Govinda Ghosh ki jai. We should be so lucky. Not that we want to put the deity to any trouble, but it just shows what a great devotee he was. As Kalavati Sakhi, Govinda Ghosh sings sweetly for Radha Govinda Ji in Goloka Vrindavan. His samadhi is in the 64 samadhis area. Shri Govinda Ghosh Prabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
I know if you notice, I don't need too many kirtans. I don't like my horse, but sometimes it's good. Thank you.